普陀区2017年高三英语模拟练习九。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. What kind of account do you want to open, sir?
A current account, please.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
2. I am wondering if there's a service charge for our meal in such a fancy restaurant.
I think so. The menu says the service charge is 15%.
Question. How much is the service charge if the food costs $80?
3. This is the apartment.The living room, the bedroom, the kitchen, and the bathroom. And it's only $600 a month.
Not so cheap, actually. But it's quiet and should be a nice place for an artist.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
4. Washing dishes at the restaurant every day is really boring.
Why don't you quit and deliver flowers for me?
Question. What does the woman advise the man to do?
5. Dr. Wilson, you seem to be busy. What do you do besides giving lectures?
I need to prepare class notes and hold office hours.However, I spend nearly two-thirds of my time doing research.
Question. How does Dr. Wilson spend most of his time?
6. I didn't have any trouble in finding accommodation in Britain.
According to my experience, it sounds too good to be true.
Question.What does the woman mean?
7. I'm thinking of going to Santa Cruz for a visit. Do you think it's worth seeing?
Well, I wish I had been there.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
8. Hi, Grace. Tell me something about your hometown.
It's so beautiful and peaceful, but it's really far away from everything.
Question. What does the woman think of her hometown?
9. Now that you are on the business, what's your advice for someone to become a game creator?
Go to school.I mean it. Find a good school and learn as much as you can.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. Did you read the editorial in the newspaper about the mayor's speech?
Sure I did, but I think they twisted the meaning of what he said.
Question. What does the woman say of the editorial?
Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversations and passages. The conversations and passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'd like to say something about bullying. A popular expression goes, "What does not kill us makes us stronger." But when it comes to being bullied, that may not be the case. Increasing evidence suggests that the effects of being bullied do not end with childhood. The psychological and physical damages, such as anxiety and depression, can continue into adulthood. A recent Duke University report shows that bullying can have permanent effects. The research showed that those who were bullied can develop long-term mental health problems as young adults. It also showed that adults who were bullied as children have higher levels of C-reactive protein, or CRP. CRP is a sign of nervous tension on the body. Higher levels of CRP usually mean health problems later in life. The study also found something completely new about bullying. It seems that the bullies were healthier than the bullied, at least when talking about CRP levels. The study found that those who had bullied others had the lowest levels of CRP. William Copeland, who led the study, says a higher social standing for bullies might explain their lower CRP levels. But experts on bullying worry about that message. They warn that a health gain should not be understood as permission to bully. Mr. Copeland says bullying is a serious childhood experience that is no longer found only at schools and on playgrounds. Online or cyberbullying can make even a child's home feel unsafe. Some children who are bullied have killed themselves. Sometimes bullies even kill their victims. I hope we can make efforts to stop bullying, whether in the real world or on the internet.
Now listen again, please.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'd like to say something about bullying. A popular expression goes, "What does not kill us makes us stronger." But when it comes to being bullied, that may not be the case. Increasing evidence suggests that the effects of being bullied do not end with childhood. The psychological and physical damages, such as anxiety and depression, can continue into adulthood. A recent Duke University report shows that bullying can have permanent effects. The research showed that those who were bullied can develop long-term mental health problems as young adults. It also showed that adults who were bullied as children have higher levels of C-reactive protein, or CRP. CRP is a sign of nervous tension on the body. Higher levels of CRP usually mean health problems later in life. The study also found something completely new about bullying. It seems that the bullies were healthier than the bullied, at least when talking about CRP levels. The study found that those who had bullied others had the lowest levels of CRP. William Copeland, who led the study, says a higher social standing for bullies might explain their lower CRP levels. But experts on bullying worry about that message. They warn that a health gain should not be understood as permission to bully. Mr. Copeland says bullying is a serious childhood experience that is no longer found only at schools and on playgrounds. Online or cyberbullying can make even a child's home feel unsafe. Some children who are bullied have killed themselves. Sometimes bullies even kill their victims. I hope we can make efforts to stop bullying, whether in the real world or on the internet.
Questions 11. What problem will adults who were bullied as children have?
Why may bullies have lower CRP levels?
13. What makes a child feel home is unsafe?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
The negative impacts of natural disasters can be seen everywhere. In just the past 30 years, the world has witnessed the destructive power of earthquakes in Indonesia, typhoons in the Philippines, and the destructive sea waves near Samoa, killing more than 2 million people and causing more than $1.5 trillion in economic losses. One of the UN weather experts say that is the bad news. Over the last 50 years, economic losses have increased by 2%. That sounds pretty terrible, but the loss of life has decreased by 10% simply because we are getting better at warning people. We are making a difference. Extreme events, however, will continue to occur. But the message is that they need not be disasters. The expert also says most of the deaths and economic losses were caused by weather, climate, or water-related extremes. These include droughts, floods, windstorms, strong tropical winds, and wildfires. Though extreme events will continue, he believes that extreme events become disasters only when people fail to prepare for them. Many of the remedies are well known. From an early warning perspective, make sure the warnings go right down to the community level. Build community action plans. He also points to Cuba as an example of countries that have successfully reduced the loss of life caused by natural disasters by taking preventive action. It says tropical storms formerly claimed dozens, if not hundreds, of lives each year in Cuba. But the development of an early warning system has reversed that trend. In 2008, Cuba was hit by 5 successive hurricanes, but only 7 people were killed.
Now listen again, please.
The negative impacts of natural disasters can be seen everywhere. In just the past 30 years, the world has witnessed the destructive power of earthquakes in Indonesia, typhoons in the Philippines, and the destructive sea waves near Samoa, killing more than 2 million people and causing more than $1.5 trillion in economic losses. One of the UN weather experts say that is the bad news. Over the last 50 years, economic losses have increased by 2%. That sounds pretty terrible, but the loss of life has decreased by 10% simply because we are getting better at warning people. We are making a difference. Extreme events, however, will continue to occur. But the message is that they need not be disasters. The expert also says most of the deaths and economic losses were caused by weather, climate, or water-related extremes. These include droughts, floods, windstorms, strong tropical winds, and wildfires. Though extreme events will continue, he believes that extreme events become disasters only when people fail to prepare for them. Many of the remedies are well known. From an early warning perspective, make sure the warnings go right down to the community level. Build community action plans. He also points to Cuba as an example of countries that have successfully reduced the loss of life caused by natural disasters by taking preventive action. It says tropical storms formerly claimed dozens, if not hundreds, of lives each year in Cuba. But the development of an early warning system has reversed that trend. In 2008, Cuba was hit by 5 successive hurricanes, but only 7 people were killed.
Questions. 14. What is the talk mainly about?
How can we stop extreme events from turning into disasters?
16. What does the example of Cuba serve to show? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, I'm here with Tom. Now, Tom, you went to university in Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and you have very strong views about universities in Canada. Could you please explain?
Well, we don't have private universities in Canada. They're all public. All the universities are owned by the government, so there is the Ministry of Education in charge of creating the curriculum for the universities, and so there is not much room for flexibility. Since it's a government-operated institution, things don't move very efficiently.
Oh, it's really beyond my expectation.
Yes. However, there are certain advantages of public universities, such as the fees being free. You don't have to pay for your education, but the system isn't efficient and it does not work that well.
Yeah, I can see your point. But in the United States, we have many private universities, and I think there are a lot of rules also. Maybe people don't act that much differently because it's the same thing working for a private university. They get paid for their job. I don't know if they are that much more motivated to help people. Also, we have a problem in the United States that usually only wealthy kids go to the best schools, and it's kind of a problem, actually.
I agree with you. I think it's a problem because we're not giving equal access to education to everyone. It's not easy, but having only public universities also might not be the best solution. Perhaps we can learn from Japan, where they have a system of private and public universities. Now, in Japan, public universities are considered to be the best.
Right, it's the exact opposite in the United States.
So, as you see, it's very hard to say which one is better.
Right, a good point.
Now listen again, please.
Hello, I'm here with Tom. Now, Tom, you went to university in Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and you have very strong views about universities in Canada. Could you please explain?
Well, we don't have private universities in Canada. They're all public. All the universities are owned by the government, so there is the Ministry of Education in charge of creating the curriculum for the universities, and so there is not much room for flexibility. Since it's a government-operated institution, things don't move very efficiently.
Oh, it's really beyond my expectation.
Yes. However, there are certain advantages of public universities, such as the fees being free. You don't have to pay for your education, but the system isn't efficient and it does not work that well.
Yeah, I can see your point. But in the United States, we have many private universities, and I think there are a lot of rules also. Maybe people don't act that much differently because it's the same thing working for a private university. They get paid for their job. I don't know if they are that much more motivated to help people. Also, we have a problem in the United States that usually only wealthy kids go to the best schools, and it's kind of a problem, actually.
I agree with you. I think it's a problem because we're not giving equal access to education to everyone. It's not easy, but having only public universities also might not be the best solution. Perhaps we can learn from Japan, where they have a system of private and public universities. Now, in Japan, public universities are considered to be the best.
Right, it's the exact opposite in the United States.
So, as you see, it's very hard to say which one is better.
Right, a good point.
Questions 17. What does the woman want Tom to talk about?
What does the man say about the curriculum in Canadian universities?
19. On what point do the speakers agree?
20. What conclusion does the man draw at the end of the conversation?